When Warren Buffett, one of the most brilliant investors of our time, was asked what he looks for in a new investment, he said, most importantly, every time, durable competitive advantage. Durable competitive advantage. So that's what stationality is. He only invests in companies with a durable competitive advantage against competition. And I'm here to talk to you today about how stationality is your durable competitive advantage. It's about building your radio station's bond so strongly, building such a strong relationship with your listeners, that the relationship compensates for performance flaws. It compensates for new internet radio stations. It compensates for the iPod that beckons to them from their desk. You know, the bottom line continues to be that brands are just multiplying like rabbits in this world, and the average person can't consume any more today in their mind than they could 20, 30, 50 years ago. The average person still only remembers 7 types of soda pop. Average person still only remembers 7 types of toothpaste, 7 types of cereal, 7 types of tires. The average person only remembers 7 radio stations. And we know that, according to Arbitron, they only write down an average of 3 radio stations. So really, your goal is to be the number one radio station that comes to their mind. Just a couple branding statistics for you that I always find interesting in looking back at where advertising and marketing has come in our world over the last 100 years. In 1920, there were 20 nationally distributed magazines. The two big ones at that time were Life and Saturday Evening Post. We've gone from 20 now to 2,500 nationally distributed magazines, and over 300 have special geographic or demographic editions. So we've gone from 20 to 2,500 nationally distributed magazines in just a little less than 90 years here. And now in radio, we've gone from 3 radio stations and 6 TV stations now to 50 other radio stations in your market, satellite broadcasters, any number of other options. So your challenge is to be relatable more than the other guys in your listener's life. It's really a loud, over-communicated society. These are things that we all know. It's imperative to really understand the psychology of your listeners, and that's what we're going to look at today, is the psychology that goes on with all the noise that's in the outside world. How can we break through this, you know, whirlwind of action that's in the world and get right into our listeners' mind and stick? So that's our undertaking today as we talk about stationality. Let's face it, you know, you're bound to encounter competition. We're all bound to. So today, as we talk about the new competition, we're going to keep going back to the durable competitive advantage against virtually every competitor that you could ever encounter. And that's, you know, it's a pretty beefy claim to say that stationality or your brand can compensate for new technology. But by the end of today's session, I hope that what you'll find is that you've shifted the way you're looking at your radio station and looking at it less as a bundle of elements, as a bundle of jingles or a playlist. You know, you really are more now than a playlist manager, a station imager, a liner manager. Winning is not about that anymore. Winning now is, you know, about what all of those things mean to your end user. What does the playlist, the imaging, the processing, the flashy, sexy website all put together mean to the end user beyond just all of those, you know, single elements? Winning is really about the relationship that you have with listeners. It's the relationship that your station has inside the listener's mind. So there's an important distinction here between the way that, you know, we have looked at radio programming in the past as what we put on the air and send out of the speakers and what's going on in the listener's mind. What lies beneath the long-term success of big radio stations is that they understand that the relationship and that the experience happens on the listener's side of the radio. It's not happening over the speakers. It's happening in the listener's mind.